The Europe Report with Kanan Lipschitz.
Kanan Lipschitz, good afternoon to you. Hope everything's good on your side and we are good to go. Apparently they're not. Well, one can only try and one can only hope. I think that we are going to have to pass on this afternoon because it doesn't look like it is happening and it's not fair to you. So let me talk to you for just a moment about one of the stories that I did see that I actually did want to raise with you this afternoon, which was written. Ah, Kanan, are you there this time? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. There I was about to talk about one of your stories that I had opened and intended to talk about anyway today, which ironically was about an Israeli Holocaust survivor asking the Israeli authorities not to deport his rescuer's great-granddaughter. What a crazy story. Kanan, is that for real?
Well, yes. Apparently Israel has very generously allowed descendants of the righteous among the nations to become citizens. And actually a few of them, not many, have taken up the opportunity. Oscar Schindler being among them. He lived in Israel for a while, and among them was this woman, Truss, who rescued a Jewish boy here in the Netherlands. And she was from a Christian background, so great lovers of Israel. And eventually her daughter decided, when she retired, to move to the south, and instead of Spain, she wanted to go to Israel. So they settled there, according to the legislation, had established a home in Rosh HaNikra, so pretty near Hezbollah there on the northern border, pretty hardcore. And then their daughter joined, and then her daughter joined. Now, the problem is that the great-granddaughter joined on a student visa because the law that allows the righteous is limited to their children and grandchildren. And so the great-granddaughter, she came on a student visa to be with the rest of her family who had moved to Israel by then. And so did her brother. And when she was through with her studies, the Interior Ministry told her, I'm talking about Marloes Sonneveld, that's the name of the student, told her to pack up and go back home. And by that time, she had already lived in four years in Israel, spoke fluent Hebrew. And she, of course, came from a very Israel-loving family. So she felt that Israel is her true home. And so she asked for an unusual application to allow her to become a resident. And then she got a very cold response saying, unfortunately, dot, 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 you're a great granddaughter, you can't. And so she and her family thought, this can't be. Surely there's a solution. So they went and found the boy that the great grandmother had saved, Simi Lieber. He was just 3 years old when Truss rescued him. And so he is now appealing on her behalf to the Interior Ministry to allow for this exception for Marloes Sonneveld to become an Israeli.
What an absolutely exceptional story. And I'm going to ask, put it out, why, Denzel, what do you think about this story? Should Israel be letting this great-grandchild into Israel or not? Is there like a limitation on when such goodwill should end? Fascinating story. In the little time that's remaining, Kanan, let's talk about pornographic cakes.
Right. So here in the Netherlands, pornographic cakes are a thing. mostly in bachelor parties, and you have very graphic cakes of female, male genitalia. There's even a rectum cake. I'm just going to put it out there. And one of the bakers that make those is a woman called Yolisa Brouwer, and she lives in the south of the Netherlands. She has a perfectly legitimate bakery going on, but she has also an adult section for these bachelorette parties, maybe a birthday party for a gay person, you know. This woman, because she's very liberal, she happens to be Jewish too, she was attracted to this party called the Party of Unity, which is an Islamic party. And they recruited her. They said, come be our Jewish candidate to show that we're a rainbow party. So far, so good. They also have a history of anti-Semitic statements, so they were trying to kind of turn a new slate. But then her pornographic cakes came to the public attention, and that was just a bridge too far for this Islamic party, the Party of Unity. So they decided to kick her out of the list because of those cakes. But first they told her, listen, why don't you just take it off from the website? There's elections in 2 months. She could have been a lawmaker. And she said, no, I'm not taking this off. We're living in the 20th century, not in the Middle Ages. And, you know, a penis cake surely can't hurt. Well, it did hurt her political career, but she stuck to her principles.
Knaan Lipschitz, two fantastic stories today. Thank you so very much. Two stories that we can definitely continue the conversation on a little bit tomorrow. Knaan Lipschitz, our Europe correspondent, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. What a pleasure it was.
Thank you.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.